Okay, good evening. So we have in Sif Gimel, in the Shulchan Aruch, after we, the Mechaber discussed in Sif Beis, Eizo Mora, and he gave some examples, some of the pratim of Yamad Mekomo, Eish Mekomo, don't call him by name, etc. Now the Mechaber tells us in Sif Gimel, he poses the question, Ad Heichan Mora, to what extent does Mora Av Va'im go? Says the Mechaber, it's based on the Gemara, Haya Lavush Chamudos, the child was dressed in very regal clothing, the Yoshev Barosh HaKol, and he's sitting in a very honorable spot, Ubo Av V'imo, the Karabagadav, the Hikul Rosho, they start ripping it, they rip his clothing, his chashuva clothing, they hit him over the head, the Yarkuba Funav, things which are any person, even if he'd be just sitting in a private place, and even if he would not be a Mechobedik, a person would be enraged by if somebody did this to him. And all the more so if somebody does this to him, well, let's say without any justification or without being provoked in any way, and all the more so if he's sitting in an honorable spot. He's not just down by himself. He's in a place where people are looking up to him and giving respect, and all of a sudden, people come along and start treating him like less than a shmata. So the din is, says the Shulchan Aruch, lo yachlam oisam. He shouldn't cause them any shame. He shouldn't react in a way that to yell at them or to cause them any embarrassment for what they did, or to eli yishtok. Rather, he should remain silent. The yira min melech malchei hamlachim shetzivo lepagach, and he should just, Chara means to say, focus on Yira Shamayim. Focus in order to stop, he means to be mechazing himself, to get himself in order to sit there like the expression Chazal used, ke'evin shein lo hofchim, like a stone, nobody's touching. Just sit there silently, don't react, don't say anything, certainly don't scream at them or whatever it may be. And have Yerush, try to fortify himself with Yerush Shamayim. This is the Ratzon HaBorei, Mora Ish Aviv Imo Tiro. Ish Imo Aviv Tiro. To have a Yira Mora for Aviv. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says here in Sif Gimel. And it describes it as Ad Heichon Mora. Now, a little later, I don't think you have it on the page, but in Sif Ches, it's on the next side. Sif Ches, the Mechaber asks, Ad Heichon Kibud Avayim. How far does Kavod go? And there the Mechaber says, Afilu Natlu Kishel Zuhuvim Shlo, even if his parents grab his wallet full of gold coins, Vishlicho Befan of Liam, and they throw it right in front of him, in front of his face, they throw it into the sea, where it's presumably non-retrievable. Lo yachlimeim, he shouldn't degrade them, shouldn't embarrass them. Lo yitzayir b'fneihem, he shouldn't show any tsar in front of them over what they've just done. He shouldn't show that he's aggravated or distressed or upset by what they just did. Lo yichos kenegdom, and he shouldn't get angry in front of them. Eliyakabel gzeres hakasov b'yishtoik, he should be makabel, the Torah says, and remain silent. Now, so the question is, like, what's the difference here? Meaning, why does the Sif Gimel calls it Heichan Mora'am? How much is Yira Mora? And he gives the example of the man is sitting there with the chashuva clothing, and they start, spitting at him and ripping his clothing, etc. And in Sif Ches, what's Kavod? And Kavod, they give the example of throwing his money into the sea, that he's also, it says also, Al Yachlam Osam, he shouldn't degrade them or embarrass them. So why is this called Yira and this called Kavod? And we could also ask, like, what exactly is the Chiddush? Meaning, Avada, this is a phenomenal madrega, but one might ask the question that that it's pasha that you can't cause your parents tsar. One can't cause parents tsar, even if they did something that would, let's just call it, just saying they deserve it, so to speak, but can't do it. So like, what is exactly the chiddush of describing this case here, or of these cases? So I just want to go back one step then and discuss in general the difference or the overlap perhaps between kavod and mora. There is a shaila in the poskim about the, let's call it, the interplay between kavod and mora, and Rav Yerucham Perlau has a bayer on the Sefer Amitzus, the Rav Sadia Gaon, and he says there, I've seen this quoted in Svarim such as the Sefer Oitzer Kivet Aveim, the Ha'over al Mitzvas Asei de Mora Aveim, who overgam al Mitzvah Asei de Kavod, one who's over the Mitzvah Asei, says Ish Imo Vaviv Tiro, and he does something which negates that Yira, which goes against Mora Aveim, he's overgam al Asei de Kavod. To call shu osed dvarim hamarim ladas sheiniras harav alpanav, anything that if a person acts in a way that shows that he doesn't have yira for his parents, that he reacts to what they do, or he does things to, in general, to treat them like commoners or whatever, and not to show the proper attitude he's supposed to have to their mora in terms of not contradicting them, as we said, and not calling them by their name, things like that. One who doesn't act properly in that respect, and he violates those principles. So, ein lecha, he says, ein lecha zilzul b'chodim yosem izeh. So that's a phenomenal zilzul of a kavod of his parents. So memela, by not living up to the standards of mora, he's memela, also says Rabbi Yochanan Perla, he's memela also in violation of the mitzvah of kavod. Now, so he says, umashe mivia hagamara ezehu mora vezehu kiba. So you say, well then, like, what's the Gemara said, this is mora, this is kiba, what's, if it's all one, he said, anytime you don't do mora, you're not doing kibbutz, so why are they separated into different categories or into different mitzvahs or into different, you know, tzivuyim in the Torah? So he says, "Ein ze el lefarish hadvarim hanichnasim tacha shem kibud udvarim deshayich b'hem shem mora." Avol kol sheyoshev v'makam aviv v'soser is dvarav u'machriyo, all the things that we said that you're not allowed to do because of mora. Lo bolvachu over basay de mora over now basay de kibud. So I guess what he's saying is the reason why you're over kibud of aim by violating these things is because mora of aim requires that you do this. In other words, if not for the mitzvah of mora, you'd be allowed to sit in your father's chair. If the pasuk didn't say ish imo vaviv tiro, so just kavod alone, maybe say kavod alone wouldn't require you to not call your parents by their name, or certainly not call other people by your parents' name. It wouldn't require you to refrain from disagreeing with your father, or, you know, imachriya dvarav. Kavod wouldn't require that. But mora does. A person has, mora has awe for someone, doesn't contradict him, and doesn't even, you know, machriya dvarav to say, oh yeah, he's right, and doesn't sit in his chair. That's, mora demands that type of behavior. What, so Zakhar Birchim Perlada, but once you, now that that's, Mora requires that, if you don't do it, so, excuse me, Mela, it's a zilzal in their kavod. It wouldn't be Be'etzib a zilzal in their kavod, it seems, if there wasn't a mitzvah of Yira. But now, then the kavod would just say, what the Shulchan is going to say later. Kavod means you have to feed them, bring them food and drink, to help them getting dressed, to, you know, things like that, and help them travel places. That's what kavod would be, like a positive acts of showing them respect in the sense that helping take care of their needs. That's all you have to do. But now that Mora says, now there's a mitzvah Mora that you have to treat them with awe, So if you don't, so it's considered a zilzul in his kavod. That's he learns the chur. It's a chiddush, but that's how Rabbi Yochanan Perla learns. However, he brings here in the Sefer, this is the Sefer Otzer Kibud Avayim, the Maharal Prague in the parish Gur Aryeh in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, where you have the mitzvah of the pasuk of Ish Imo V'tro, he says different. He says, Yesh Mora below Kavod, V'yesh Kavod below Mora, V'yesh She'yesh Shneim Yachlev. Sometimes there'll be something that could be a violation of both. So he says, now, not to sit in your father's chair, your mother's place. That's Mora below Kavod. Like we said, Mora below Kavod. Helping them with their clothing and their shoes and their food, etc. That's Kavod below Mora. That's not us Mora, that's Kavod. Be Mechavod, the person, show them that you're worth taking care of and looking after your needs. It's not Mora, I'm not showing awe. It's like being Mischase with them, that, you know, an honorable person. You want to help him with his needs, physical needs, whatever it may be. He says, if a father says, please prepare a lunch for me, make me a pot of rice, whatever it may be, and he doesn't do it, this is Agdama Ron Prak, then he's taka over both. He's being mavatal the mitzvah covered by not, his father wants him to help him with lunch, and he's not doing it. And not only his father wanted, but his father, you know, was mitzvah him or requested he do it by neglecting or refusing to fulfill that request. That's a bit. That's more. That's he's mevatel the mitzvah of Mora too. So he says there they overlap, but not necessarily stam. If he doesn't help him with something where the father doesn't necessarily didn't ask him or whatever, he just, you know, he stays home. He knows his father could use help maybe, but he doesn't volunteer. Doesn't offer. Doesn't go do it. So he's just missing out on kavod, but not Mora. But if his father actually asks him to do it, then he's violates both. Then there's a third shita he brings here, which is the shita of Rabbi David Pardo, who the Shal Shuvas Michtum LeDavid. The Pardo is one of the great Svarim Shapeskim, has many Svarim. But so the Shal Shuvas Michtum LeDavid, he says that even more kulik, that he's not, he would only be considered a violation of Mora if he explicitly rejects. His father says, help me with lunch, and says, sorry, I'm too busy. Or he says, no, I can't make, I got other stuff to do today. That would be, then not only is it not covered, but it's also by Shemura. But if he simply doesn't do it, he says that would not be, if he considered a violation of Mura. So you have three sheets. Rabbi Yochanan Perla says, anytime he violates Mura, he's violating covered. So what would he say about the other way around? He also wouldn't say it the other way around, right? If the parent said to, or the parent didn't say, he knows that his father or mother could use help. They you know, need to get somewhere. They can use a ride, and he's capable of giving them a ride. But you know, it's this Sunday afternoon. I'd rather relax, since rather than giving his father a ride to wherever he wants to go. So by not doing that covet, it's not necessarily mevatel Mora. There's a lack of Mora, but the other way around, any time he violates Mora, Memela it's a zilzul in his covet. Once that's how we learned, and then we saw the other two shittas. Okay, now there's also he has a discussion later in the Sefer and Sif Katan Tafshin Yud Ches. There's a big shaila in the poskim, which I'm hopeful we'll get to later. What's even if a parent asks you to do something, or tells you to do something, which they have no personal hanah in? They want you to do this or don't do this. Don't do something. For example, don't do something. We're really not negating them at all. It's not something they say. Don't. I don't want you to wear a black suit. Oh, you're right, so get yourself another color suit, you know. It doesn't, it's not a bazillion to the parents if he wears a black suit. Then, rather, if it's a bazillion, then of course you have to listen. But it's not a bazillion. It's just, I don't know why you wear a black suit. Get another color. So, is a child b'chuyiv to listen to that or not? It doesn't really affect the parent either in any way. So, that's a whole nidin in poskim. There are poskim lekan ulekan. But the shaila that he's discussing within that context, he brings the following. He brings from the Sefer HaMakna in Kedushin that says, it says as follows, Nira, the kol davar shemitzavalo aviv, af bedavar she'en lo aviv shemana mimenu, she'en b'chal kibud. His father tells him to do something, and he doesn't do it. So, you know, his father, let's say he's not even living at home, he's a married person or whatever, or he has a, and his father visits his house and says, you have to keep your room a little neater, whatever it is. Even though it's not even the father's house, but he tells us that it's not, again, not a case of a bizarion, it's not something. His father isn't like, whatever, that maybe his father and his mother are very meticulous, overly meticulous in neatness. And they're in the son's house, and they tell the son, those things you have, find a place for them, put them away in a cabinet somewhere, they shouldn't be out on the counter. And it's perfectly normal, everybody, you know, many people have there in the house. Maybe the clean dishes that were washed, and they're draining on the drain board. So, don't leave them there. Dry them, put them away in the cabinet, you know, that type of thing, which it doesn't affect the father in any way. So says the Hafla, but if you don't listen, afilu hachi, im ein leben shem hefzid mimenu, if by not, as long as it's not something that the son is, you know, has a hefzid by listening, so, zebechal mora, shem lo yishmelo, havikasosir es dvarav. This is the good. Shem lo yishmelo, havikasosir es dvarav. Sosir es dvarav is not just if he says, tells him no, or he disagrees, or like the father says, I don't think it's nice that you have a wooden floor here. You need to get a carpet. Just get a carpet for your floor. Wood floors aren't nice. I never like them. And the son feels differently. He happens to think it's very nice. He had them nicely polished and this and that. And so he said, but if he does listen, okay, maybe you can get into, well, costs money, you know, to carpet, whatever. Maybe the father says, I'll pay for it. Just order the carpet, put it on my car. But, you know, make sure you take care of it before Chveis. So it's not going to cost the son a penny. The father's willing to pay for it. So if he doesn't do it, says the Hafla, it's Kesoyser Svarov, which is a very big Kiddush. But that's what he says.
Is there any Bifnei Iver for the father? It seems like that would be a major problem.
So there are dinim like that. There's a din mafurish in Shulchan Aruch about a father not, or a parent not hitting their child once they reach a certain age, where there's a concern that the child might hit back. So yes, it's definitely such a shaila, and in fact, this is something we'll get back to. We'll talk about the case of the Shulchan Aruch, where the person is sitting in a chashuv place, and his parents come and start spitting at him and hitting him over the head and ripping his clothing. What's going on here? Isn't that, you know, aren't they doing Yisurim? And isn't that Lifnei Iver? Because they're sort of tempting the average person to react in a way that he's not allowed to. So, yeah, that is true, but that notwithstanding doesn't mean. But he did it. The father did it already, and he already said, you know, order yourself a carpet, order a carpet for your house. I don't like the wood floors. And he already did that. So now, you know, it's obviously all, not all, I don't mean necessarily to be medayik from these examples, because, you know, example like that, you have to get, well, what happens if it's his wife's the one who likes the wood floors, and she's very much not interested in carpet? Carpet, are you kidding? Carpet, first of all, it's hard to keep clean, and whatever. And I think this wood stands, these floors is beautiful. So then already we get, you know, other issues. I mean, the Mac himself used the Lashon, im ein leben shem hefzid mimenu, if there's no hefzid by not listening. A case like that, you know, if his wife doesn't want a carpet, it could be a big hefzid by not listening. So I don't mean to be, you know, medakti on these examples, but I mean the point is that the concept that he says that that's called sosus devarov. Then and he brings afterwards others that say not like that. Okay, but I'm just trying to show that there could be a real overlap between kavod and yira, and and things like that. Here, I'll just read from this other, the other side of the coin. He quotes again the Shal Shuvah's Michtam LeDavid that we quoted before. De'ein nikra over al mitzvahs meira el ha'osa maisa o medaber dibur she nikra miyad mitoch oso maisa o dibur she osa bezoyin la'aviv. But and so says dvarav, means he says mefurish, I'm not going to do it. Otherwise, he says that's not considered like a meira. And he brings also from Rav Moshe, the Dibur Moshe, that who quotes this makna that we just mentioned, that anytime a person doesn't listen, it's a mela sosis dvarav. So he says, etzem adimyon to lo yister dvarav lo nachum klal. Says, isn't it true if the son would say, I'm not listening? Okay, then maybe. Alva ba'ofin she'ein ben omer klum lov. El she'ein osa ma'she omer lo lasos. Ein ze inin listiris dvarim. B'shoshim medabrim. The ikrek peda b'dibur she'medabr elav shlo b'derech kovet. Okay, in any case, so now getting back here. So now we started with the question that the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Gimel that Mora, the extent that Mora goes is that even if a person is sitting in a very honorable spot and his parents come along and start totally degrading him, spitting at him, hitting him on the head, ripping his clothing, he's not allowed to show any you know, he's not allowed to be machlem, he's not allowed to show that he's upset with them or yell at them or insult them or anything else. He just has to be mekabel it. And then there's a halacha later that says kavod, that if they take his money and throw it into the river, he's not allowed to show that that it bothers him. He's not allowed to act that he's upset by it or be machlem them. Now, by the way, he is allowed to take him to Beis Din, it says. Especially because we paskin that, it's another discussion for later, but we paskin that kibbut of aim is mishel av, meaning the child doesn't have to bear the expense of kibbut of aim if the parent can afford to. Even he has to be a chabad his father, but like his father wants food. So he has to bring him food, but the father has to pay for it if the father has the money. So here too, with the father, it's not like you have to sacrifice your money. If your parents want to take your money and throw it into the river, or they want to burn down your house, that you have to, you know, you're allowed. You don't have to lose the money. You're allowed to take the base. But but you can't show that you're upset, you know, by it and et cetera. So the question is, why is this called Mora? This called Kavod?
You know, at least run away, like make sure that they don't take your money.
Well, let's address that now. So. In the second sif by the cover case, the Ramah says, yeah, like it just says, V'yesh omrim, dim rotzit lizrok ma'oz shel ben liam. If you see that the father wants, yochel lemano, you could try to stop him. Da'enu chayev l'chabdo rak mishalav. And, you know, when they explain, I mean, even though you could theoretically take him to Beis Din, but, you know, who says, he's going to get Beis Din ready, who knows what's going to happen, knows you'll get the money back, and et cetera, et cetera. Yes, yeah, so yes, the Ramah says, at least b'shem yesh omrim, and this is the way the Aruch HaShulchan brings down Lalach, yes, you're allowed to stop them. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, Memelo, it's the same thing back by us in Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel, we're talking about the guy who's sitting in front of the Tzibur in a seat of honor, and his parents come and they start doing, he says, what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about, they did it already. So then, you can't say boo, show him any upset or whatever. But if you could stop them in the first place in a way that doesn't cause them bezayon, you're allowed to. For example, he says, like, if you know that, you know, you suspect they want to come and do this or whatever it may be, or you see them coming, you're allowed to ask somebody else to try to, don't let them in, you know, I saw one as far, Rabbi Chakamocha gives an example. Let's say a parent tells his son that, I'm coming to your tomorrow. I'm coming to you. He knows that I'm coming to your place of work, and I'm gonna tell you off in front of all your friends. I want your friends to see what kind of guy you really are. I'm gonna tell you. So if his father forewarned him, so he's allowed to ask the doorman or whatever, if he comes, come up with him, excuse, but don't let him in, or you know, or something like that. You're allowed to do that in a way that it's not a. You're not doing anything directly, and it's not a hachlama. So yes, the Aruch HaShulchan says, first, you're allowed to do that. Okay, so then you might ask a question. So then, I touched on before, so then what's the chiddush? So if the Shulchan Aruch is only talking about it happened already, that the father already hit him on the head and spit in his face and whatever, so it says, you can't insult them, you can't embarrass them. Why is that a chiddush? I mean, what are you going to gain? Unless, maybe you'll gain, they won't do it again, but why would it, what's the habamin? It should be mutter in this case. So the number of the Svarim, including the Sefer here, let's give it up, they answer based on a chinuch, according to the Sefer Dvar Moshe, maybe says his teretz, apparently says his teretz, that the chinuch says, what happens if a different person comes over to you, not your parents, stranger, or not a stranger, or someone you know, but not someone you have to be mechabit specifically like a parent. And he comes over and Itaka starts doing, denigrating things and insulting things and et cetera, et cetera. So the Chinuch says that in chirfu also, if nisrages v'chir pechazar, if somebody was insulted, somebody insulted him, and it was mevazim, and he wasn't able to hold back, and he gave it back to him. He responded in kind. The guy started screaming at him or started insulting him. So he answered back with similar words. Afal pi she'ein zemidas chasidus avaleka aver biyado. He didn't do an aver by a regular person. It's not an aver. A person isn't necessarily expected to be able to just stand by idly when he's being humiliated by some, especially if it's, you know, not justified in any way. So that's the chiddush here, that by a parent you don't have that heter, even though it's tremendously difficult to do it, and by another person you're allowed to do it, even though you're not saving yourself from the humiliation necessarily. It happened already, but it just, it's natural human reaction that if somebody humiliates them to respond. So therefore it's not usher to do that. It's not an aver to do that. Kamash Malon, by a parent it is. It's an aver to do that, even though the motivation or the feelings or the temptation to do it might be just as great. But by a parent, the person has to be mechazik himself, and not let happen. So these are extreme cases. But if you think about it, like there are many cases it happens with a parent where children whether children who are young children, older children, adult children. Something get into disagreements with the parents, or they're upset by something a parent did or said or wants or asks, or not just the parents want them to help him, they're whatever it may be. Maybe the parent criticizes them about something and they get very upset about it, and it's much 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 easier cases than this, than they're sitting in front of the head of a very hush of a meeting, and they get spit at and beaten on the head. Much less drastic, much less extreme, but still, where there's just tempted, and the parent might be doing something which the parent is much more justified in doing. Maybe the parent is criticizing the child because the child needs some guidance in this matter or whatever it is, or so you just have to think kavachomer, how much more you have to not respond and not show that you're upset, not cause them any humiliation or insult or aggravation. It's not easy. We said that kibud avim is chamura shebechamuros. It's the most difficult amongst the difficult mitzvahs to do. Abaye said, right? I think Abaye, who lost his parents at a young age, said Ashrei mishalo chaman. Fortunate is the one who never saw his parents, because he doesn't run into all these potential situations of being violating an issa d'oraisa. And they even talk about that. I saw some poskim talk about that one has to make a real shikul if he should, when he's living on his own, especially when he's married and living on his own, how close should he live to his parents? Should he live near his parents? Should he not live near his parents? Now, on the one hand, living near his parents, gavaldi, you have the opportunity to be keep it avim and help them out with things, especially they get older, they need help, and you have an opportunity to do that. And just by visiting them, and especially as your family grows and they get the nachas of the kids and everything, and it's a tremendous, tremendous nachas. But on the other hand, if they're too close, sometimes it's going to increase the nisyonos. Because the parent there, I mean, we all know, I'm sure we probably all have heard situation stories with parents that aren't completely considerate of the children's needs. And I'm talking about adult children. They're not so considerate necessarily. And or maybe their needs are getting so great that their own needs, that it sort of makes it difficult for them to make a balanced decision about what to ask, what not to ask. And they make requests of the children, and the children have a difficult time filling them, and it creates nisyonos which wouldn't be there if they weren't living there. So it's a shikul a person has to decide based on various factors in the relationship, and it's a gavaldige thing if parents and children and parents could live together under one roof or right next to each other in a way, and it's mishalom v'shalva, and they don't run into these things. It's gavaldige. I mean, it's wonderful that to be able to be in the proximity of the parents for all the reasons I mentioned before, but it's something to think about, and about if it's if that goof is causing unnecessary nisyonos and being over, you know, with the children, mamish being over yisurim, possibly over yisurim chamurim on a, you know, frequently. Okay, so now, so getting back to the question now that we didn't quite answer yet, so why is this called Kavar, this called Yira? Okay. I didn't address it, and the answer, the same dinim, no. There are dinim, but not the same, and hopefully we'll get to that. There are dinim of kibbutz for grandparents, older siblings, or at least the oldest brother, possibly sister. But there are different levels. There's no other person, well, leave out Rava Aim. No one else, leave out Kavod Rabo maybe. In terms of relatives, there's no other person where the chiyuv is on the same madrega as the parent.
Rabbi.
Yeah, I'm saying no other relatives. Or Rabbi, there are a lot of things we'll see. Hopefully, maybe we'll get to discuss that also. So in terms of the question, why here it's called Yira and not called Kavod, so Rabbi Yeruchim Perlo answers this question. Just want to get it inside here. He says like this. Sarich lomar the sfir leila haramam v'hasma delo shayich kan kovet klal. In the case of the child whose parents is being nevazeh him publicly and spitting at him and hitting him on the head when he's sitting in front of a whole tzibur of people, it's not shayich kovod b'shim de'en kovod elu l'hamechubod. Kovod is only a person who's mechubod himself. That means he acts with a certain, at least basic level of decency and culture. Let's just say, you know, cheshbon behavior. That's where shayach kavod. But dehayim lemisha noy kavod baatzmo. Aval lo yoe liksil kavod. For exil, a fool, a person that's so there's no. It's not shayach kavod to be. It's not shayach kavod to a person who's complete. Completely apart and separate from any covet in his own hanhaga. Memela, parents that do that, that wouldn't be called covet. Parents who act like that to a child, it's not covet. Mora, you still have to. That's why the Shulchan Aruch calls it ezu moram. You have to show mora of it, but it wouldn't be a chiv covet under those circumstances. Whereas I guess according to what he's saying, but. The case where they threw his money in the river, you know, it's not quite the same. I mean, it could be a bit upsetting, but it's not quite the same as they're not humiliating him. They're just doing something against him, which would aggravate the average person. The average person would, if it wasn't his parent, he certainly would snap out at the person. So they're still in a covet. Here, where the people are acting like this, this is based on a mice of the Gemara. Some learn that by this case that the parents are. We're talking about parents who weren't insane, which would seem so from this behavior that they weren't insane. But the Gemara still applies. That's how he answers it. Then. The Rechon Perlo answers it. Then there is some other terutzim given to this kasha. He brings a teretz from the Shal Shuvas Binyan Av that says that the reason why it's called Meretz Sif Gimel is because it's telling us lorak sheyishtek el leyira dahinu sheshtika chayevus yaz mitoch mora velorak mitoch hechrich. It's not even enough to bite your lip, and keep quiet. But he's saying you have to do mitoch mora, mitoch. Like mechavin. I'm being mekayim yiras aveim. I'm not responding because I have to have awe for my parents. And if you're in awe of someone, or you don't criticize him in any way, or you don't embarrass him or humiliate him in any way, it's a phenomenal madriga there. Okay, so I want to point out a couple other things on this halacha. First of all, is something we've touched on before. The Marshal says, that the case where they're ripping clothing and whatever else is got to be speaking where they had some toelis in it. They were doing it to rebuke their son for something he did or whatever, even if it's warped, even if they're wrong, but they had a cheshbon. They had a cheshbon of what they were doing. Because if they had no cheshbon, so then they're mamash rishayim. A father does that to his son. First, he's over baltashchis. He's just, you know, in both cases, just throwing his money away, throwing his clothing, and he's hitting him. He's insinuating him, like was mentioned before, right, to strike out at him, etc. So, if there was no reason in the world, no explanation for the person who's doing it, says the Marshal, then the person would be a rasha, and there's no mitzvah of kibud umayra by a rasha. Now, I will mention that itself is a shaila, which we will address, hopefully. It's later in Sif Yud Ches in the Shulchan Aruch, where the Mechaber says that even if afilu haya aviv rasha ubalaveros mechabdo umisyaro mimeno, that's your covenant in Yira, even for a parent that's ubalaveros or rasha. And the Ramah says no, v'yeshomrim the einu mechuyiv lechabed aviv rasha elam kei masachuva. So it's a machlokas Mechaber Ramah there as a shayla and poskim. Do we pass? Is the Ramah just says yeshomrim, but he doesn't end off the chayno again or whatever. So the question is he absolutely arguing or not? But the Shail and the Peskim had a Paskin there, but the Marshal seems to be Paskin like this Ramah. And I say, Mamela, the case here has got to be that they had some cheshbon for what they're doing. Even if the cheshbon was wrong, but at least they had a cheshbon, so they're not a Russia. It could be they didn't make the proper shekel, but they're not a Russia, and there's a mitzvah to be mechabed them.
He's not stable.
I'm sorry?
He's not mentally stable.
Right, so then they're not a Russia for like the case I mentioned, like some learn over there in that Gemara.
So then you have to.
Yeah, then you they're not Rasham. You have to be mechaber them. I mean, the Gemara talks about, you know, cases like that, whether you should what the proper if they're mentally stable in a way that they're constantly making the most difficult requests of the child or things like that, then there might be an issue to figure out how to avoid all these situations, but there would be a mitzvah. Just a second. Just to give a few more like examples or this idea of. Not it says you shouldn't cause you can't cause them tsar. We saw you can't show them it's chesed. You can't show them you're aggravated. You can't cause them tsar. So the post can talk about different things. We mentioned before something which is in the gay of the parent. But let's say do a certain behavior of the child would cause the parent tsar. For example, fasting, not on one of the fast days that you mechuyev to fast. The child wants to fast for, you know, various reasons in terms of even for kaparas averis or whatever it is. He wants to fast certain times when it's not required al pidin, and the parents it causes the parents tsar that he does such a thing because their child and he's not eating. They feel they think it's not good for him and they're etc. They're worried about him. So so he brings here in from the Knesset Gedola, the Alkabi Amlois, that he should not do it. He should not fast when it's not one of the obligatory fast days. And then he writes like this. He brings from the Shuvas of Chaim Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, Salmas Chaim, Misha Ovid Mefursim Bechasidus. The father is a very pious individual. He's known to be a very big Yerei Shamayim. So Roi Lo Lihizar Shlo Lahakel Lazalzal B'mitzvus Af B'safik D'Rabbana and Shemot Medina. The child has to be extra careful not to be lenient, even in matters that, you know, maker that might be mutter, but in a way that is mezalzel his zilzel b'mitzvahs nigram is bushel avim hamafursim mechasidus katsir ba'omer lab na riu gidulim shigidalta. In other words, if it's a situation where they see the son acting in such a way and it's pasnish for this person's child to act that way, and it's like a bad reflection on the parent that here he is you know, on that madrega, and he can't, and his son acts in a way that's very much not in keeping with that. He shows like a lack, even though he's not doing anything else, but a lack of proper reverence that you would expect for a product of that home, of that parent. So he said that would be nichlal in this thing of causing the parent busha, that a person has to be nisar from. He says, just one more example here. Let's say a person knows certain things that if the parents hear, that if they hear people talking about certain things that are nugei of the parents, which maybe certain chasronos or whatever it may be, personal things, which if they hear people talking about, it'll cause them, you know, busha, cause them tsar. So then there's a vada mitzvah to make sure they don't hear it, make sure that they conceal it. The idea is, any you know, the Shulchan gave extreme cases, but we have to make sure to lower it down to our level into situations where anything that we know that could cause a person harm, that cause a parent tsar of any form, busha, upset, insult, anything that form, to try to see that it doesn't get back to them, even from others. And particularly, like I said before, not doing things that would be mitzara them in any way, or not displaying any tzar or any form of aggravation or displeasure by something the parents do. Okay, these are things to think about. I'd say they're madregas, but they're basic chiyuvim. They mean madregas in a person who's not able to fulfill it properly, but certainly things that we have to strive for. I never know how to bring the screen back on this to shut it off. So. What is that? It's the colors. I mean, we'll probably get it from there. Okay.
But I'm just thinking that besides all these extreme examples, I mean, my parents are long gone, but I'm concerned about that I shouldn't cause my children, my grandchildren, to be oyver. And I'm thinking, even asking a simple thing, it could be a problem with oyver.
If they don't
want to do it, depending on what age they are, also,
Right. Sure. Yeah. So something to think about. On the other hand, I mean, there isn't, it should be part of the parents and the grandparents.
Yeah, on one hand, you're giving an opportunity to become exclusive. On the other hand,
right. So I think part of the weakness, we spoke the other day, but a little bit about the chilur coming up later. I think it's kedai for parents to always be mochel, even if not to tell them, but at least, be nasion. The mochel is probably going to hit on a regular basis. So that's interesting. Thank you.